Doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with us to talk gardening, landscaping, compost making, health, as we've been talking the first hour, is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor's communication devices. And by that, what I mean is you can go to dirtdoctor.com and get a tremendous amount of information there. What you'll see on the home page there is a bunch of words. All those words are topics or categories or chapters, and each one is a button. You know, you can go everywhere from getting the radio information about where we're on across the country to how you listen to streaming or podcast and all that stuff. And then the library button is the big button at the top or down below either one. Everything there is listed in alphabetical order. It's not perfect. We don't have everything covered, but we've got a lot. It's got an awful lot of data there. And if there's some subject that we haven't covered like you want, let us know and we'll add that to the deal. So the dirtdoctor.com, the website, is the primary source of information. We also have a newsletter. We have a regular weekly newsletter. Price is great. It's free. All you have to do is give us your email address. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can just fill out the form that's on the homepage there and get on the list to get the weekly newsletter. One of those newsletters about taking baking soda or apple cider vinegar for heartburn has been the subject this morning. It really has brought in a tremendous amount of participation. 90% of it or more has been very positive. Some of the comments have brought up some negativity, and we've been covering those with my guest this morning, Marty Whittakin, who is a certified clinical nutritionist, and she's also the author. And we put this in the newsletter that we did on the subject. She's author of a book called Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Malox, Tagamet, and Prilosec, and other acid blockers. But we're also talking about plants this morning. We talked about a new tree. It's not new. I've been growing one for a long time, but it is the Persian ironwood, and it's a little ornamental tree that gets to be a pretty big ornamental tree that is terrific and will grow anywhere in the United States. And if you're interested in maybe a new idea, it's a great time to plant new trees. Take a look at it. We covered it on Facebook. Facebook, you can go to Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor, either one, and find the information. And it's probably been put on in the library of dirtdoctor.com now at this point. And Facebook is the third thing. Facebook and our website right now are working kind of hand in hand because I can put things on Facebook so quickly and easily, especially photographs. And that's going to be changing in the near future with a new website. We're going to have the capability of a lot more flexibility, easier to edit and all that kind of thing. And that's in the works right now. Marty's communication is easy, too. It's radiomarty.com. Marty, if they go to that website, they can find where to buy some of the things that we've talked about, like the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You don't sell it, I understand, but talk about right. Where it can be found.
Well, they are a sponsor of our show, and wind me up, and I talk about Dr. O'Hara's not because I have any compensation from them. It's just that I really believe in the product, and on my website, I also have a free newsletter. I always joke with people that it's worth every penny you pay for it.
Because right,
it
is mine free. Too.
And in a couple of weeks, I will be talking about a weed that is good for wrinkles. So there's you and I always find so much common ground because we're a lot more like plants than what we might like to admit.
So many things cross over. And Howard was on the line last hour, and we were going to talk to him in Gunner, Texas right now. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Howard. Just one comment. I was on the treadmill surfing the channels of TV channels, and I don't know whether this information came from Dr. Oz or the doctors, okay?
Okay.
But vinegar, whichever it was, whichever program was advocating that you take a teaspoon of vinegar if you're going out and you're planning to eat a lot of sweets, that that little teaspoon of vinegar would help block the sugar from going into your pancreas, or at least cushion it, and not allow as much sugar to go into your pancreas.
Well, that's a good thing, and Marty is shaking her head over there. It sounds like a
nodding my head. Yes, it's one of those things. I don't know if you did it before you went out and there was a long lag time, how much effective it would be, but if you take some apple cider vinegar along with a meal, it does change the way the body responds to the carbohydrate, and it doesn't spike the blood sugar and the insulin, and so it's something that is preventive for blood sugar problems, and that's yet another benefit.
One
of the reasons that it helps as well with heartburn, because I do see people reacting so much to the carbohydrate content of the food, and
right.
we should also mention that the carbohydrate part of the food is feeding yeast. We understand Doug Kaufman, host of Know the Causes, listening, and he would be sitting there saying, well, what about the fungus? Well, that is a factor. You can actually get heartburn and esophagitis from fungus, and that the good things we've been talking about, like the D-limonene, the apple cider vinegar, all these things, the probiotics, they all fight yeast as well as another fringe benefit of taking them.
Yeah.
And lowering the carbohydrate content is good on many levels. But thank you for that.
Good
great
point,
comment, Howard.
Thank you.
Well, Marty, I liked your explanation, total explanation, much better than I liked on the other show.
Well,
I appreciate it. I didn't know whether it actually worked or not, but I've been doing that. And this was before the holidays show. And
good.
They were anticipating a lot of people were going to go out and eat a bunch of pecan pies and things like that.
Well, just try to get it as close to the meal as possible.
Thank you, Howard. Well, I'm glad they're at least talking about something that's in the right direction. That's good. These other shows sometimes, you know, talk about, well, one of the names that was mentioned there, that guy doesn't seem to think that GMOs are any big problem at all, you know?
Oh, well, that's just because they haven't done their research.
Yeah, it's, well, there's a lot of money there. It's big, big money. You know, I was just thinking about the baking soda, and one of the points that came up, I threw it out as a suggestion, and then some other people have mentioned it too. If baking soda works to help with these issues that we've been talking about, what about potassium bicarbonate? Would that work as well? And then you don't have the same kind of, you know, don't have the sodium problem. You know, it's potassium instead of sodium. What do you think about that from a health standpoint?
Probably anything alkaline would do that. And that's one of the reasons people use milk of magnesia, because the magnesium also neutralizes the acid. And at least there you're getting something the body needs. Most of us don't get enough magnesium.
Well, what you mentioned a minute ago is that another one of the things that may be happening is that the fungus may be being controlled. Well, baking soda is what we spray on plants to control fungus and potassium bicarbonate. So, yeah, and vinegar can do the same thing, too. It can be a mild disease control. I think it's why it's, like I was talking to you off the air, I think it's the most important ingredient probably in the Garrett juice formula, because of all the different things that it does on plants and the soil. And you got the same thing going on in the gut of humans and animals,
well,
too.
Well, the fungus is the weed that's inside. We have the good bacteria, which are the equivalent of our fruits and vegetables and flowering plants, and the fungus are the weeds. So when we do things that control weeds, I bet we would find, if we went down the list, yeah, don't drink Roundup, okay? That's not what we're talking about. But the natural things that are beneficial for plants are probably going to be beneficial for us as well. And,
sure.
And at the end of the day, Doug may be right. It may be all about fungus.
Yeah, Doug Kaufman, she's referring to there. Ruth in Fort Worth next up. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I was a little late getting in on the program, and I heard Marty talking about Barrett's esophagus. And I have that. My doctor said that I have it, and I'm taking something that is a generic of Prilosec, and I don't like that.
Marty doesn't either.
No. You've got to find out why you got the Barrett's, and it goes back to what can you do to strengthen that sphincter that separates the esophagus from the stomach, how you could improve your digestion, get your friendly bacteria back in good order with something like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and cut down on the carbohydrates, especially the refined ones. Chew slowly, eat when you're calm. I have a lot of suggestions that don't cost anything in the book, but I try to walk people through why their stomach acid is important, what it does, what are the effects of these drugs.
Hold that thought, Marty. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer on beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops, and it also loosens the soil, reduces fertilization needs, and helps reduce irrigation needs. For growers, BioSI has recently introduced Stubble Digester, which will significantly reduce crop residue and help prepare your field for next season's growth. Contact BioSI today at 866-393-4786 or go on the web at biositechnology.com. That's biositechnology.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Couldn't find my headphones. Marty and I were just talking about some things off the air. This is what we're talking about today, all these issues with digestion and gut issues and heartburn and esophagus problems and everything leads you to suggest that the New Year's resolution would be to do some of these things that we're talking about, if not all of them, and be healthier this year. What better gift could you give yourself than that? There's nothing more important. Somebody called and asked about do I still send out a calendar? We've never done a calendar by itself. We've done calendars on the website and still do in the library of the website. And we also have a calendar in the books. Probably the most current one is in the little organic manual. The red version of the organic manual is the latest version. And that's another communication that we offer. I didn't mention a minute ago my books. I've got about 14 of them. We don't really sell them, but you can get one free if you join the Organic Club of America, which is the other communication thing that we have. The Organic Club of America costs a little bit of money per year, not a lot, and there's a bunch of benefits that you get, including a copy of the manual. You get different kind of sign-up prizes depending on when you sign up, and a chance to win some bigger prizes from drawings and stuff like that. If you're interested in getting some of the seed of plants that we produce, the members get that with their sign-up. So check it out. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the round symbol over there on the left-hand side that says join here, the membership area. And if you want to see exactly what stimulated all this conversation today, it was basically what I put on Facebook and then a newsletter. The newsletter and the original comment are both on Facebook, and so you can go there and read what I originally put out. It's under Facebook. You go to facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. That's the first time I've ever said the specific address. Usually just say go Howard to Howard Garrett or The Dirt Doctor and you can find it. But if you do facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor, you can get right to it. Scroll down and you'll see a picture of Arm & Hammer baking soda and Bragg's vinegar. And that is the newsletter that started all this conversation. Are you doing much Facebook stuff, Marty?
Not if I can help it.
You try to avoid the social.
I don't have the time right now to do it. And once you get in there, there's like no escaping. So with the radio show and the newsletter and the books that I'm writing and answering questions and consulting, I just haven't had the time. But it's a great resource.
Well, we've avoided it for a long time. I was exactly the same way. But what I have found is that when I see an interesting plant or a disease or insect or whatever, if somebody sees one, it's a real easy way to communicate quickly that stuff. And then we refer them back to the website where there's a whole lot more depth of information.
That's one of my New Year's resolutions is to do that. I tried tweeting for a while. And
yeah, I don't do that much.
Man, trying to get a thought down to 140 characters really
focuses you. That's my problem. Let's see. Hang on, Wayne, just a minute. Daryl is next up, our snake man. Hey, Daryl. I heard a strange click there, Matt. Did he hang up on himself? Or?
No, I'm here.
One of the snakes got loose.
What's going on?
I was just trying to switch back off the speaker. I'm not sure what the click was either. So, I posted something, speaking of your Facebook page, I posted something to it a minute ago. It's a thing about the progress that was made in 2013 on issues like GMOs and truth and labeling and that sort of stuff. And it's enough to seriously give you some hope. I mean, we've got a long way to go, but I truly do believe that the two people I'm talking to can take partial credit for some of this list. Wait till you read it. So it's on your
Yeah, I see. It's already on there. I haven't quite figured out when you post something on Facebook how it gets an under post by others or it's over there where I write my original thing. So you look over there under post by others to see what Daryl has put on our Facebook.
Share, and then it'll show up as a post by you. It's an encouraging post, you'll see.
Well, good. You just taught me something. I didn't know it was that easy to do.
I will check it out, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, secondarily, as to the other subject, and it's one that's near and dear to my heart, the whole alkaline acid issue, okay? In the East, they talk about it in terms of yin and yang. And like in the Tao, where you know, you see that symbol, you know, the two interact on either end, and that's part of the dance. It's a delicate balance thing. Everything in the world is either, or in the universe really, is either in balance or seeking balance. I was taught that a long time ago. And bacteria and fungi can hurt you. They can also heal you. It's a matter of balance. And so,
yeah, the microbes, when they're in balance, even the pathogens are, you know, doing something beneficial. That it's you're totally right. It's just all about balance.
Amen.
Namaste.
Okay.
So I applaud both of you. In fact, I'm giving you a very quiet but very heartfelt standing ovation. I think that you two are going to change the world.
Well, we're trying. Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate your help a lot.
Happy New Year, Daryl.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to everybody. I forgot to say that at the beginning of the show as strongly as I should have, probably, because this is the last time we'll see you in 2013. Next time, Marty will be with you on the air, and me both will be 2014. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website's dirtdoctor.com. Marty Whitaker with me, and her website is radiomarty.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Obama administration says more than 1.1 million people have now signed up for health insurance through healthcare.gov. Nearly 1 million people enrolled in December, most of them in the week before the deadline for coverage to start in January. Russian officials are crediting security controls for preventing more casualties when a suicide bomber struck a railroad station in southern Russia today. Investigators say a woman detonated her explosives in front of a metal detector, killing at least 14 people and injuring 50 more. Rallies opposing the Ukraine government's decision to shelve a deal with the European Union continue in Kiev today. About 20,000 people showed up. And a fast-moving storm is expected to drop heavy, wet snow on northern New England today. The storm comes a week after an ice storm knocked out power. Nearly 5,000 people remain in the dark in Maine and Vermont. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
A few years ago, my husband was laid off from his job. We found ourselves accumulating a large amount of credit card debt. One morning, I overheard an ad, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
The process was painless. My counselor that was assigned to me was amazing. Never once did she make me feel any less of a person. She was almost like a friend.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Trinity has continued to support me, keeping me informed of useful tips, and today I'm debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. It was a far cry from their BCS title game appearance last January, but Notre Dame managed to finish 9-4 after a 29-16 win over Rutgers in the Pinstripes Bowl. Irish coach Brian Kelly on their season.
I would say a couple of missed opportunities in some games where, you know, we very easily could have been a team that's looking at double-digit wins, and that's where we want to be every year. So a good year, but we want more.
Louisville beat Miami 36-9 at the Russell Athletic Bowl. Louisville coach Charlie Strong says he's thrilled his team had such a successful season.
To go 12-1, you know, I sit there and say, wow, we're 12-1. You know, we slipped, but we didn't let that one game beat us twice. We were able to bounce back and go play well.
Louisville's only loss was to Central Florida in mid-October. North Carolina beat Cincinnati 39-17 in the Belk Bowl. It was Kansas State downing Michigan 31-14 in the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl. K-State's first bowl victory in 11 years. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Chris Bosh had a season-high 37 points, including the go-ahead three-pointer with 0.5 seconds left as Miami won at Portland 108-107. Eastern Conference leader Indiana beat Brooklyn 105-91. Pacers forward Paul George with 24 points as the fast break wore the Nets down.
A team like this is, you know, you got to get up and run them. You know, you got to play an up-tempo game.
Other NBA winners, Boston, Washington, Toronto, Atlanta, Dallas, Memphis, Houston, Minnesota, Phoenix, and the Clippers. In the NHL, St. Louis won a shootout over Chicago 6-5. Blackhawks right winger Patrick Kane says it's unacceptable to have already surrendered 6 points to a division rival.
You know, we want to give a team that you play 3 times 6 points, especially in your own division, so try to improve on that and make sure it doesn't happen, next time.
Anaheim skated their 10th straight win, 3-2 over Phoenix. The Ducks pull into a first-place tie with the Blackhawks for the NHL points lead. Other NHL winners, Ottawa, Detroit, Montreal, New Jersey, Nashville, and Philadelphia. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Okay, Howard, back visiting today with Marty Whittakin, talking any subject you want to talk about, but the primary thing people are interested in and will continue for a while is this heartburn and gut health issue and all the related kinds of things. Next up to talk about that subject is Wayne in Wilson, Oklahoma. Hey, Wayne.
Hello there. How are you folks this morning?
Doing very well.
Hi, Wayne.
I've got a sick wife. She's had a sore throat. She's been taking medicine for heartburn for a long time, but she's had a sore throat for about 7 weeks. It's only went away a couple of days during this whole period. We've had her to doctors, and they put her on antibiotics, and they said they think it's a yeast infection, but nothing's helping her at all. Any suggestions?
Marty?
Oh, yeah. Well, since a lot of these upper respiratory things are either viruses or they're related to yeasts and fungus, an antibiotic only throws gasoline on the fire. It doesn't solve the underlying problem. If she has a sore throat, it may be because she still is getting the acid reflux irritating the throat. So the kinds of things I recommend in my book will help. You've got to, for many months sometimes after an antibiotic, you've got to take a probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's to restore the balance of the good bacteria. Actually, this last week's newsletter referenced several that I've got on what to do for colds and flu. If you go to the website and send me an email, I will forward that to you, Wayne. You just go to RadioMarty.com, and I will send you a whole list of remedies. The main thing is don't make matters worse with these medications, because your stomach acid is acidic 24 hours a day, whether you're eating or not, because it's your first line of defense against bacteria, viruses, fungus, anything that you breathe in that works its way down the mucous membranes into the stomach. So you need that stomach acid to protect you. It's how we get sick in the first place often, because we don't have enough of it. If it's a fungus, then you could watch Know the Cause. It's a TV show that talks about how to control fungus. I talk about it in the book. I've got a whole chapter on why it's a problem. And the main defense is don't feed it what it likes. It likes, the fungus loves carbohydrates, sugar, starches. That's what it lives on, fruit juices, that kind of thing. So you stop feeding it and you kill it off with natural things like garlic and probiotics and any number of good things against yeast to get that balance back.
Radio Marty?
Yes, Radio, MARTIE.com, and then just do the contact page. Send me your email address, and then I will forward that information to you.
The only problem is I don't have a computer. I've never turned one on. Hillbilly, if you call.
Well, you can send it to our post office box, or to Marty. Probably has a physical address, do you?
Yes, it's 3221 Independence Parkway, Plano, Texas, 75075. You could go to the library and just go on our website. We've got a good search utility, and you just go there and search colds and flu, and a lot of good information will come up. But the library should have a computer you can use for free.
Go to a library or a school.
And they'll show you how to do it.
Any number of places. Yeah, you need to get in. You're missing out on a lot of information on both our websites, Wayne, without being into computers.
If they had all the money, if I had all the money in the world it took for turning a computer on and make it work, I'd still be broke.
Anyway, appreciate you calling, Wayne.
Thank
Hope
you
that
very
helps.
Much. Appreciate y'all's
Thank
help.
You. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Betty in Arlington. Hi, Betty.
Good morning. Good to hear you guys.
Well, thanks for calling.
I have been doing a particular little recipe that I had found a couple of years ago, I guess. And it's cut up a nice big organic lemon, a lot of ginger, put it in a pint jar, fill it with honey, put it in the refrigerator. It will make a nice thick gel at the bottom. Then you just take your spoon and put it in your cup of hot water and stir it.
Sounds yummy.
And it is.
That's a good idea. That probably ferments to a degree. And what are the ingredients again? Lemon, ginger.
And honey.
And honey, and that's it. How do you mix the three?
Well, you cut up your I cut my lemon in half, well, long ways, in half. Then I take and just slice it. And then I chop up my big chunk of ginger. And I just I alternate it in a pint jar. Just put some lemon, some ginger, lemon, and ginger until, you know, you're run out.
Okay.
And then just fill your jar with honey, and then just stick it in the fridge, and then it doesn't last a long time around our house.
It sounds like a good thing. It's similar to my tea. You know, my tea has ginger and honey and lemon in it, so it's that's a good way to do it.
Sounds like a great cough syrup.
Yeah, I'm sure it ferments to a degree, put together and stored like that. So that adds a beneficial aspect to it as well. I like your technical directions there. Cut a lemon in half, big chunk of ginger, and a pint jar.
But she slices it after she cuts the lemon in half. Then she
slices it up
so
it's got more surface area.
Right.
and mixes it with honey.
Yeah, it up, and you just, oh, it is just, it is wonderful. We've been using it for quite some time now.
Do you leave the peeling on the lemon?
Yes.
In the, okay, now one word of warning, probably not for you, but for other people. When you do that, buy organically grown lemons when you're leaving the peeling in the product, whether you're doing a tea or something like a gel. And,
absolutely.
And organic ginger would be good to do, too. And then natural, locally produced honey, and then you have a superior product.
Absolutely. It is fabulous. And I just wanted to thank you guys. We've been using vinegar for years and years, enjoying it very much. My husband definitely has a lot of, still has a lot of problems with heartburn, but he has Parkinson's and other problems too. We use a lot of the good, natural, wonderful things you guys have recommended. And Marty, I think, can I get your newsletter by just going on your website?
Yes, upper left-hand corner, there's a place where you click on it. And then
seems like I used to get it, but we've had some trouble with computer, and I think we've had to change our email, so I don't think I get it anymore.
Well, you can sign up again right there on our website,
and then
RadioMarty.com.
It sends you an email asking you to confirm. A lot of people miss that step, and so they end up just staying in pending. So you have to kind of watch for that. We want to make sure we're not spamming anybody.
I need to make sure I'm still getting it, too. Betty, I appreciate this tip. What do you call your mixture? Does it have a name?
No.
Okay, we need to come up with one.
A wonderful, wonderful tea. And then, as you say, you know, if you want to just stick your spoon in it when you've got a sore throat or cough, and just take a good spoonful, it is just fantastic that way, too.
I love your idea. Thank you, Betty.
We'll call it Betty's Miracle.
Talk to you later. And we've got open line for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. You know, one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit here is fermented food. We talk about it from time to time. I put some fermented salsa in my eggs this morning. I eat some kind of fermented food pretty much every day. I haven't gotten into making it yet, and I need to, because it's not that hard to do. You just jam a bunch of, you know, shredded vegetables of various kinds in jars and store them, like she was talking about with her mixture there. But Amanda Love is a friend of ours, and you know Amanda, and she's the barefoot cook and everything, and she's always recommending fermented foods like kefir and things like that. That's good for your gut too, right?
Any kind of fermented foods. You have to watch with kefir. Some of them have so much sugar. If you make your own.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah. They have huge amounts of added sugar. That's why they taste so good. I caught myself, I'd buy one at the store, and it was gone before I got home because it was delicious. But you reminded me, I have some leftover Asian slaw in the refrigerator. I'm going to put it in a jar with a Dr. O'Hara's capsule, and then if it doesn't blow the lid off, I will have some fermented vegetables that I can eat for some time to come, because it's kind of the natural way of things to ferment. If you put a food source together with a bacteria, and you want to start with one that's good.
There are some good books on creating your own fermented food too. I've got at least two of them on my desk, and gave Logan one not too long ago. And I think that it's just something everybody ought to do. And I'm remiss in making my own. You just take various vegetables, chop them up, maybe add a little vinegar to it and put it in storage. Doing what she talked about, adding honey to it, I guess would be, you'd be able to get that sweetness up without having as much of a problem with the sugar. That might be a good way to go.
And if you use Dr. O'Hara's, you know that the bacteria you're putting in it's a way of multiplying the effect of those, because you're going to get more of them down the line. So
that'd
you're kind of growing your own.
That would really speed up the process.
Don't tell the company
too.
I said that. They might not like you growing your own, but no, I think they would love the idea.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. 866-444-3478. Here's James in Arlington next up. Hi, James.
Hey, doctor. I'm new to gardening and wondering what type of berries might grow well and soil in this area, if any, and the time of year to plant and how that might be good for our health.
Well, it'd be a great time to plant berries, and they're easy to grow. The easiest ones are blackberries. And what I'd probably recommend to you, James, is to go to the garden centers, call around first, maybe because they may not have them in stock yet. You can also order starts of raspberries and blackberries mail order, and that's fine to do because they're so easy to grow. There's no risk in getting them shipped to you in the mail. But planting several varieties of blackberries like Brazos or Roseburra and some that have thorns, some that don't have thorns. In other words, a nice mixture. And also some raspberries. They grow under the organic program very well. Let me put you on hold so we can talk about it just a little bit more when we come back. Howard Garrett and Marty Whittakin back after this.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com. You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I've been visiting today with my friend Marty Whittaker, who's a certified clinical nutritionist, and we've been talking about health issues of various kinds, but they're all revolving around this gut issue and the heartburn thing that I wrote a newsletter on that spurred all this to
stirred up a hornet's nest.
Yeah, to be talked about, and it's still coming in. James in Arlington was the last caller and still with us, I believe. James, you still there?
Yes. Garrett, just a couple other questions there. Do strawberries grow well in the area? And then back to the original question, is how do I keep rodents and other things away that may like the berries as much as I do?
Well, they do grow well. They're harder to grow than the blackberries, and raspberries would be kind of in the middle. So you can do all of them, and the ones that you'll find available at the garden centers are generally the ones that have been recommended by the universities and tested the most and, you know, used the most. So that's the easy way to do it, is whatever people are having in the stores locally is a good way to go. And try to do business with the nurseries, and you can get some tips from our website about the ones that you know, we talk about the most. But ask them if they use organic techniques, and try to buy some plants if you can. It's not always possible, that have been maintained at the garden centers, at the growers and the garden centers organically. If they haven't, use whatever you can get, and then just start off with the organic program that we explain on the website, you know, under guides right on the homepage of the website, and grow them. Like I said, the raspberries are in the middle as far as ease of growth. The blackberries are really a piece of cake. Marty and I were talking off the air. It's one of the best foods you can eat. And
yeah, they're very high in nutrition, very low in sugar, so they don't feed the yeast.
They're so terrific. Keeping the animals away from them is the toughest part, your question on that, because they love the taste of the foliage and the fruit, too. The natural repellents that we talk about, you can go in the library and look up, you know, various kinds of rodents and repellents and rabbits and animal control, and we've got all the detailed information and recommendations there. Some of the repellents contain things like castor oil and hot pepper and things like that. Sometimes, you know, enclosures or fences that they can't get through are the only foolproof way to go. But then you still have to deal with birds from time to time. So hopefully the animals will get a little bit, and then you'll get the biggest share of the crops that you grow. One thing else on berries of all kinds is that the foliage is beneficial too, is herbal. You can take the foliage, crush it, chop it up, and use it in your herb tea, and it has really nice beneficial properties used that way in addition to the fruit.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Get your garden going. I guess he's through. Telephone is 866-444-3478. Do you have a vegetable garden, Marty?
I don't, but I was planting some ornamental things the other day, and I rediscovered my what do they call those muscles that go up the back of your leg?
Your hamstrings.
Hamstrings, yes, and the gluteus maximus. The next day, I could hardly walk because I forgot to take my Arnica Montana, which is a homeopathic remedy when you overdo or you get injuries. Mm-hmm. Usually that will head off one of these, but I just couldn't believe that bending over like that was going to cause such a problem.
When you're not used to it, it really will. I'll wear the wrong kind of shoes sometimes, and just out of laziness of changing and work all day on my feet out in the garden and running around doing errands and everything, and my feet will hurt. I've used the Arnica myself a few times when I've pulled a muscle or done something crazy. I've never gotten that much benefit. You know, it didn't seem to work that well for me. Is there a certain brand that's better than another?
I don't think so. I think mostly it's a matter of how soon you do it and whether or not I use the pellets that you put in your mouth under your tongue, as well as rubbing the gel on the muscles. But by the time I thought about it, I thought, no, you deserve this pain for, A, not doing that kind of thing often enough, and B, forgetting. So I've just have been suffering with it. But, I wish I had a vegetable garden. I'd like to have the benefits of it without the work.
Well, it's fun, and I encourage everybody to do it. That's another one of my New Year's resolution type things to throw out to everybody. And you can grow crops, a fair amount of crops, in containers, big pots, half whiskey barrels, you know, and you can do what a lot of people call square foot gardening, which is just basically jamming it together and growing things close. There's a Japanese fellow that wrote a book called The One Straw Revolution. His name was Mokuoka. I'm mispronouncing his name. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, Japanese fella that came up with the theory of planting all the crops together, very closely together. And he was also one of the first to grow rice on dry land. A lot of people think that rice needs to be in the water. Well, it can actually grow on dry land, especially under an organic program. They use the water because rice will tolerate the water, and it helps them with weed control. That's how that all got started in the first place, yeah. But it'll grow on dry land. But he mixed rice together with fruits and vegetables and perennials. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back to start the third hour. Marty Whittakin is here. I don't know if I can talk her and stay in a little bit longer or not. We'll see. Our telephone number to be with us is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Marty's is radiomarty.com. And we'll talk gardening and landscaping right after this.